President Donald Trump spoke this morning for about 50 minutes at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, D.C. It was a wide-ranging speech. He promised bigger military spending and to keep up his battle on business regulations. And he spent the first few minutes talking about the media.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people. And they are. They are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. And Tamara, that's something he's been talking about now for several days. Anything new there in that part of the speech?
Well, he was trying to make a distinction between the media broadly, some of whom he likes, some of whom are good people, and the fake media. And one thing he said shortly after that clip you played is, you know, they shouldn't use run a quote unless they name the source. They should use the names of the people. And he took issue with a Washington Post report about Michael Flynn that had nine unnamed sources. He was critical of that story, though the White House has not disputed it. And the ironic thing about all of this is just this very morning, The Trump administration held a gaggle with reporters with a senior administration official where they insisted that the official not be named.
On a number of topics, he went back to his America First policy. Let's listen.
Global cooperation, dealing with other countries, getting along with other countries is good. It's very important. But there is no such thing as a global anthem, a global currency, or a global flag. This is the United States of America that I'm representing. I'm not representing the globe. I'm representing your country.
Tam, he also hinted that his administration is close to unveiling an update to his executive order that's been halted by the courts. This, of course, was the order he signed in late January that restricted travel for people from seven Muslim-majority countries. Any update on when that might be coming?
The latest we've heard is that we're not going to get that before President Trump delivers his address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. So in theory, we won't see it before then. They've been sort of working it out, trying to avoid some of the legal problems that they encountered the first time around and also some of the sort of logistical problems of announcing an order, signing it and putting it into effect immediately as people were in transit.
He also talked about military spending, and this was kind of puzzling because he's been talking about how he wants military spending to be higher, but he went after the sequester as something that has weakened our military, and we remember that it was the Republicans who insisted on those spending cuts in order to raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah, the sequester was this thing that was supposed to be a sword of Damocles that would make it so that Democrats and Republicans would agree on spending cuts. Ultimately, they didn't agree on the spending cuts. And so the sword came down and the sequester has been in place for several years now, making what many believe are arbitrary cuts to the military as well as domestic spending. Now, how the Congress and the president get around that, how they increase spending and raise the debt ceiling and do all of those things that have been a real contentious matter before. That's not clear yet, though the White House says to expect a budget sometime in the next few weeks.
Well, and I have to imagine that some of the people in that room of conservatives were in favor of the sequester when it happened because that was the opposite of what President Obama wanted at the time.
Well, I mean, his budget director was in favor
right,
of the sequester.
Right. So, Tam, I have to wonder about a speech like this. Is there something unseemly about a president giving this speech more than a month into his presidency to a group that only represents, you know, the far right of the conservative side of the political aisle?
Well, and, you know, he also did his campaign speech over the last weekend, which was certainly aimed at people who supported him. You know, he's going to give his joint address to his address to a joint session of Congress. I wish we could just call it the State of the Union on Tuesday. That is when we'll be looking when, you know, voters I've spoken to will be looking for the president to stop talking about the election, stop talking about his amazing victory and try to speak to all Americans. You know, on election night, he said he wanted to be the president for all Americans.
Right.
But since becoming president, a lot of his focus has still been on sort of like I won, you lost.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, thanks so much.
You're welcome.